In Southwest Iowa news, authorities in Council Bluffs are investigating a shooting incident which took place earlier this morning on the city's west side. Council Bluffs police say officers were called to 2317 3rd Avenue at around 12:40 a.m. after receiving word a man had been shot. Officers and rescue crews found the unidentified victim outside near the rear of the residence. He was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha for treatment of what were described as non-life-threatening injuries. The incident remains under investigation, and officials say the victim's name will be released later this morning. I'll have more news coming up next. News time is 7:07.
This is a line from Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic. If you're thinking about upgrading your combine, right now is an excellent time to act. You can buy a used New Holland combine, and you should be able to get through two harvests without paying any interest. New Holland Credit is offering 18-month 0% financing, an excellent program with no participation. It's a great deal for the producer. Right now, we have in stock a 2009 CR9060, an excellent machine, only 426 separator hours, 607 on the engine hours. This machine is loaded, came from an excellent home. We sold it new out of our dealership. In addition to that, we have an 08 CR9070. We've got a couple 04s and 03 CRs, so we can kind of fix you up with just about any size machine that you're looking for. We have over a dozen less than 10-year-old New Holland combines, so give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic. True Blue.
A tractor accident Monday afternoon southeast of Neola has claimed the life of a longtime area farmer. Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department accident investigator Mark Burbridge told KJAN News Tuesday that 71-year-old William Brick of rural Neola died when his Oliver tractor got too close to a ditch and rolled down an embankment into a creek.
The gentleman was driving a tractor, pulling a little flatbed trailer, hauling brush. They'd been trimming trees on their property, and he hauled the brush up to a creek where apparently he was dumping it over the edge. Well, it was, I'm estimating, 50-foot, drop into that creek. So it was quite a fall. I believe he just backed too close, got the vehicle, the tractor too close, and it slid down into the ditch and tumbled, rolled.
The accident happened around 3:45 p.m. Monday on property Brick owned off of Rosewood Road. Burbridge said the man was found on an embankment near the creek and was apparently hit by the tractor as he was tossed off. The tractor ended up in the creek. Construction is slated to officially begin tomorrow morning in Red Oak for the new jail and law enforcement center. That project received the green light in Montgomery County last August when more than 72% of the registered voters in the county approved a $5.675 million bond issue designed to replace the current jail, which is more than 100 years old. The new jail will be located in a vacant lot adjacent to the current facility. The groundbreaking ceremony for the new jail and LEC begins at 11 a.m. Thursday with several local dignitaries on hand, along with the project's architects and general contractors. That project is expected to be finished in a little over a year. The completed facility will offer a space for female prisoners who are currently transported to the jail in Adams County for holding because the Montgomery County Jail lacks the necessary space to separate female and male inmates. The county's 911 dispatch center will also be housed in the new jail and LEC. Groundbreaking for the new Montgomery County Jail takes place a little more than 6 months after a similar event occurred in Greenfield for a new Adair County Public Safety Center and jail. A $2.8 million bond referendum was approved by voters in Adair County in May of last year. The facility is in a lot adjacent to the current nearly 110-year-old jail. The new facility in Greenfield will serve as the jail as well as the home for the Greenfield Police Department and administrative offices. A Minnesota police officer said the father of a man on trial for a convenience store worker's killings in Iowa told police he kept his guns locked up because he and his wife feared their son. St. Louis Park, Minnesota officer Matt Riley testified Tuesday in connection with the first-degree murder trial of Michael Swanson. Swanson of St. Louis Park, Minnesota was 17 when he was charged with killing convenience store clerk Sheila Myers in Humboldt on November 15th. Riley told the jury that Robert Swanson, an avid hunter, kept all of his guns locked up because he and his wife, quote, were afraid of their son. Earlier Tuesday, the prosecution showed a crime scene photo and called witnesses who retraced Swanson's steps the day of the killing. Swanson is also charged with killing another store clerk in Algona that same night, but he hasn't gone to trial on that case just yet. The trial for the young man is being held in Carroll. A Carroll woman who was last seen on May the 4th remains missing despite intense searches and other efforts to turn up clues. Carroll Police Chief Jeff Kaler said the investigation into what happened to 50-year-old Dawn Allen is still at a standstill.
And none of that has really resulted in any new information So absent specific information that would lead us to an area to conduct searches, we've suspended the active search.
Investigators believe foul play is involved in Allen's disappearance, as the man they sought for questioning in the case has killed himself. 54-year-old James Snowville of Rolfe, who'd been dating Allen, took his life on May the 9th as officers chased him down on a rural property in Coffee County, Kansas. Sheriff Kaler says if Snowville killed Allen, investigators haven't been able to determine a motive.
And that's one of the huge frustrations, not only for us, but the family, is one, where is she? And two, if he did do something to her, why? What triggered him? Because the information that we had in the form of texts and comments from friends and relatives and coworkers was that everything seems to be going well. They seem to get along fine.
Searches of the property in Kansas and seven county areas in Iowa have failed to turn up any sign of Allen.
Those questions that are still kind of hanging out there are largely unanswered and may never be answered.
Allen worked at a Subway restaurant in Carroll for 21 years. She was reported missing on May the 5th after failing to show up for work. News time is 7:13.
This is Lon from Lindeman Tractor in Atlantic. If you're thinking about upgrading your combine, right now is an excellent time to act. You can buy a used New Holland combine, and you should be able to get through two harvests without paying any interest. New Holland Credit is offering 18 months 0% financing, an excellent program with no participation. It's a great deal for the producer. Right now we have in stock a 2009 CR9060, an excellent machine, only 426 separator hours, 607 on the engine hours. This machine is loaded, came from an excellent home. We sold it new out of our dealership. In addition to that, we have an 08 CR9070. We've got a couple 04s and 03 CRs, so we can kind of fix you up with just about any size machine that you're looking for. We have over a dozen less than 10-year-old New Holland combines, so give us a call here at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic. True Blue.
In the funeral announcements, 78-year-old Shirley J. Davis of Avoca died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Shirley Davis will be held today at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. 92-year-old Marvin Westfall of Fontenelle died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Marvin Westfall will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. 102-year-old Floyd Everett Sherburn of Marietta, Georgia, and formerly of Guthrie Center, died June the 12th. Funeral services for Floyd Sherburn will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. 77-year-old Glenn Rokoltz of Greenfield and formerly of Adair died May the 25th. Graveside services and burial for Glenn Rokoltz will be held 11 a.m. Saturday in the Canby Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. 63-year-old Greg Barnett of Atlantic died Saturday. Visitation with the family of Greg Barnett will be held on Monday from 10:30 until 11:30 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. 88-year-old Lavona Brown of Des Moines and formerly of the Atlantic and Audubon areas died Sunday at the Colonial Manor in Oneida. No services are planned for Lavona Brown. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is assisting with the arrangements. And 94-year-old Isla Knudsen of Harlan died Sunday. Services for Isla Knudsen are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news was brought to you this hour by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues.